Thousands of derelict dams used to power Appalachian mill towns. Now they're coming down. Their demolition restores the flow of rivers and streams. But that can threaten aquatic life, including America's largest amphibian. Zachary Turner with member station WFAE joined a recent search for the eastern hellbender.
Ben Dalton zips up his wetsuit and dives into the Watauga River. He's a biologist with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission.
I am about to snorkel for some hellbenders on sort of a search and rescue operation.
Eastern hellbenders are giant salamanders, usually about a foot and a half long.
They have that big mouth that opens real wide, pulls the water in, sucks the crayfish in with the water, and they just clamp down and just crush, crush, crush.
Don't let the big mouth scare you. Hellbenders are docile creatures that prefer the safety of their dens. The hellbenders Dalton is searching for could live more than 30 years in the river, if he can get them out of the way of the upcoming dam demolition. Hellbenders are a protected species under North Carolina law.
It's either this or they're gonna get washed away or buried.
Environmental groups Mountain True and American Rivers are leading the dam removal and hellbender relocation. When the dam comes down, the Watauga River will flow freely once again and return to its natural state. Andy Hill is the Watauga River keeper.
You know, this dam, like all dams, is a barrier to aquatic connectivity. So fish, mussels, you know, hellbenders, they can't make it through this dam.
Hill joins Dalton on the bank, and the pair submerges. It's not long before they find a hellbender under a large rock, about 4 feet underwater.
It's just far enough down. You can see the entrances on that side. Looks like a small adult.
Five students and staff from Appalachian State University surround the slab with crowbar-like tools to lift the rock.
I'll give you a thumbs up. You all lift.
Dalton disappears under the water. He signals, and the team lifts up the slab.
Good.
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 Hell yeah!
Mission success.
All right, net.
Dalton grabs the hellbender from under the rock. He places the amphibian in a mesh bag. He's a mature male, probably 7 to 12 years old. They take his measurements, then insert a tracker so they can monitor him during the course of his life.
Yep, picking it up. Very good.
This hellbender will join other rescued salamanders miles downstream, far from the dam removal. Perhaps one day, his offspring will return to his old slab. For NPR News, I'm Zachary Turner at the Watauga River.